The proper identification and documentation of wounds has always been a challenge for clinicians. Basic principles of how to identify the different types of wounds have not changed. As we cover each specific M item, we will go into greater detail specific to the M item being discussed. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, has incorporated the National Pressure Ulcer Advisory Panel, or NPUAP, ulcer injury language into OASIS-D wound items and guidance. This language aligns with other post-acute care providers' items and guidance to provide cross-setting standardization. In addition, in accordance with NPUAP, the words injury and injuries have been added in items to display as pressure ulcer slash injury. Both the NPUAP and CMS OASIS guidance agree on the pressure ulcer definition of localized injury to the skin and or underlying tissue, usually over a bony prominence, as a result of pressure. In OASIS-D, skin assessment should be completed as close to the actual time of the start of care or resumption of care as possible. The 5-day window for completion of the start of care assessment has not changed, but guidance invalidates the concept of changing information within the 5-day window as it relates to pressure ulcers or injury. You are to report the pressure ulcer or injury stage, or whether unstageable, based on the first skin assessment. Do not change OASIS coding if the ulcer or injury increases in numerical stage or worsens or becomes stageable or unstageable within the assessment time period. Once a stage 2, 3, or 4 pressure ulcer is completely covered with new epithelial tissue, it is considered healed and is no longer considered or reported as a pressure ulcer. Lastly, a pressure ulcer treated with a skin graft is considered a surgical wound until the graft edges are completely healed. The following is a brief outline of the pressure ulcer slash injury identified in each M item.